Locker room chats continue here on 92.1 KMZA, talking Nemaha Central basketball, joined by girls head coach Haddon Hilchin. It is brought to you by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. Coach, you look back at the last week, a couple of very good opponents you guys have faced, a couple of tough losses. You look back last week against Centralia, a one-point loss, 40-39, and then a very good Hiawatha team who's off to an undefeated start. They are able to get the win over your team on a Tuesday night, 46-38. You know, when you assess the last week here in these couple of games, both close losses, you know, what have you learned from about your team, I should say, here in this last stretch or so?
Well, we got to, you know, work on game situations, obviously, and it's early in the season, but we're going to be in a lot of close ball games throughout the year. And, you know, going back Friday to Centralia, we controlled the game for a better part of 30 minutes, maybe over 30 minutes, and we just didn't make plays down the stretch to get the job done there. And then last night, Hiawatha, you know, they're a physical team. They really shot the ball well from the outside. But their pressure defense, their zone, their trapping really gave us fits. So we got to be better in those areas. We got to take care of the basketball, value it a lot more than we did the other night. And we're gonna get better.
I want to go back to the Centralia game. Again, it was a three-point shot by Owen Dieters with under 3 seconds to go, which turned out to be the difference. Mackenzie Henry actually had a shot. You drew up a play, and she had a look, essentially, for the win, just unable to get the ball to go in. But you, as you mentioned, you really controlled the game. You had a lead basically the majority of the game. You hold Centralia to 8 total points in the second and third quarters, but then they score 18 in the fourth, essentially half of their points. Was there anything that changed that you saw? I mean, did they make those adjustments, or was it just a situation that shots, you know, started falling for them?
Well, a lot of it was second chance points. Come back and look. We didn't clear the glass several times, and then you had the out-of-bounds play where we took a play off, and she throws it off the girl's back and scores. So that was really their, 6 points right in there that were huge. And then we missed some free throws down the stretch there, which allowed them to climb back in the game. So give Centralia credit for making plays, but a lot of that was us not making plays when we had the chances to.
Coming up, you'll close out the 21 portion of the schedule at Royal Valley, another Big 7 tilt. They're kind of the opposite right now. You guys won 2 straight, but are coming off back-to-back losses. They have started 0-2, and they have won their last 2 games, wins over Riverside and Perry LeCompton. They've really picked things up offensively in those 2 games, averaging over 50 points per. You know, how much at this point do you know about Royal Valley and ultimately what kind of test they can provide on Friday?
Yeah, I don't know much about them, you know, this year, but I know Coach Boucher, I will have them girls ready to go. They're going to play up-tempo style, and they're going to get after it on defense and play hard because that's what they're coached to do. So it'll be a great environment, a competitive game for us to go down there. But then, you know, another opportunity for us to get better and to head into Christmas break on the right foot, and that's what we're going
to
do.
Nemaha Century goes to Royal Valley on Friday night to close out the 21 portion of the schedule. Haddon Hilchin joining us, Nemaha Central girls basketball coach, again presented by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, Haug Seed, and Hilltop Creations. We'll have that ball game on the air, 92.1 KMZA girls game, just right before 6 o'clock, and then the boys, of course, will follow. Haddon, we appreciate it very much. We will see you on Friday, and of course, our next coach's show will be after the new year. So after Friday, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, Brandon, thank you.